We're learning Nefesh HaChaim, we're in Shaar Aleph, Perik Hei, and what we spoke about in the last Shaar, what we spoke in the last Perik, and in the beginning of this Perik, is that man is considered the Neshama of the worlds, the Nefesh of the worlds, the life source of the worlds, and that the effect of his actions goes right down through all of the spiritual worlds, where we have a higher spiritual world being the soul of the spiritual world just below it, and that world is the soul of the world beneath it, which is the soul of the world beneath it, etc., etc., each world being sustained by its neshama, which is the world just above it. Right? And right at the top is man. Just a quick idea, which he doesn't mention here, but also which fits into the whole theme here, something that Mamish relates to us, and which the rabbis always tell us, is that the world was created for the keeping of mitzvahs, and that's the Jewish people who keep mitzvahs, learn Torah and keep mitzvahs, and that's what the whole world is for. So therefore it comes out that everything happens in the world, which is not just in the physical world, but all of the upper forces, which are all aimed towards helping this world, boosting this world, assisting this world, is all for the fact that the Jewish people keep Torah. Now this is explained much more by the Nefesh HaChaim, which we're going to see now. But that idea, we know, we're familiar with it. It's all for the Torah. It's all for keeping mitzvahs. It's all for being Ovdei Hashem, serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all for that. And therefore, everything is only for that. Everything, absolutely everything that goes on in the world is for that, including all of the upper worlds, of which this physical world is just a very, very small part. But there's a whole huge hierarchy of spiritual forces that are all geared towards this world. And it's all geared to the man who keeps Torah and mitzvahs and dedicates his life to Hashem, that with his actions he affects the different hashpos, the different influences that come down onto this world. So we pick up over here on page Yud Gimel in this text, which is in the middle of the fifth chapter, Perek Hei, and he says like the Zeru she'amru b'zoya Yisrei. This is what the Zoya says in Parshas Yisrei, b'inyan aposuk achre v'kedem tzartoni. It's a posuk in Tehillim that says that Hashem created me last and first. Last and first, Hashem created me. So the Zohar says that means Acho le'uv de debreishis. We are last in terms of the act of creation. Man is the last creature to be created. He's on the sixth day after everything else has been created. So then finally man entered the world. That's when he was created, the last creation. The kedem le'uv de merkava, but he is the first creature when it comes to the hierarchy of the chariot. The chariot, when you've heard of the concept of the divine chariot speaks of the way Hashem governs the upper worlds and the lower worlds. It goes right, that's called the chariot. The chariot is the system of government, spiritual government of the worlds. So he is first in the act of the Merkava. Right, you hear when the Kabbalists speak about Kabbalah, they speak of two areas. There's Maisa Breishis, right, which is how the world was created, and there's Maisa Merkava, how the world is run. So that's what we're talking about, the Maisa Merkava. Right? He is the first. It all starts right at the top with the image of man, with the ideal of the man who's going to be an Ovid Hashem. So that's the Pasuk, Acho V'Kedem. We are last and we are first. We're last in the actual creation, but we're first in terms of the entire plan. The entire plan starts with us right at the top of the entire hierarchy. Shemitzad HaGuf, in terms of the physical body, Hu Achor, he is last, the Maisa Breishis. Mitzad Shoresh HaElyon Shel Nishmas Chaim Shelo, in terms of the upper root of his living soul, Hu Kedem Le'uvde De Merkava, he is first in terms of the Maisa Merkava, in terms of the whole setup of the divine chariot. Gam Mi'olam Akisa, even beyond, even upper, even higher than the world of the throne. The world of the throne, we said, is the world of Bria. That's the second highest world. And man is above that. He starts in Atzilus, which is the highest world. The Gamkia Nishmas Chaim, he soid Nishimas Pivis Bosh Moikabiokul. And also the fact that the Nishmas Chaim, the living soul of man, contains with it, within the idea of the living soul of man, is contained the idea of Nishimas Pivis Bosh, the breath of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mouth. So to speak, Hashem breathed life. So it's the breath that comes out of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mouth that, so to speak, is the neshama of Adam, however we understand it. What they do explain is the neshima is something from deeper within. Something deeper within is called the neshima, the breath. K'mosh yizbayim yetz Hashem lahalan, as we will speak about later in chapter 15, Perek Tes Vov. An analogy I did here to explain first and last is the analogy of an architect who designs a building. So when he starts his design, he's thinking about the final product. He's thinking of the home and how many children this home can house, how many bedrooms, right? And where will the living room be, and how will the family operate? What does the family need? So he's seeing the final product in his head before he starts his plans. He's seeing the final product exactly with the furniture, with the cushions, with the pillows, with the blankets. He's seeing the entire picture, and then he starts going to the drawing board, and then he starts from scratch. So therefore, he's got that picture in his mind, and he plans his design according to the final picture. That's maybe an analogy that we can use to understand what we're learning here. L'chein ha'olam es misnagim al yedei ma'ase odom, and therefore the worlds are conducted and directed through the actions of man. Ki heima kefi natiosam mo'irim shorish nishmosa elyon shemalein, because they, according to the way they tilt, according to the way they incline from one side to the other, they arouse the root of his upper neshama, which is above them. Right? The actions themselves are arousing the root of the neshama. Shehi ha'nefesh chai shalem, which is their life source. When it moves. When it stands still, it also stands still. The analogy is bells, right? Bells at the top of a bell tower, right? You pull the rope down below. I think he also uses this analogy later, but in a sense, that's how we can see it. Our actions down here are arousing responses up there, and that's the force that's coming down. And that's what it says, that when it was blown into his nostrils, the living spirit, the living life, which is the highest of worlds, and it's the innermost of all the worlds. As via Odom le nefesh chaya le ilomus, man became the living soul of the worlds. Man himself, when Hashem breathed into that final spirit into man, he was the living soul of the worlds. He is the life force of the worlds. And came because of Rabbeinu Chaim Vital. Chaim Vital was the main student of the Arizal, and all of the writings of all of the teachings of the Arizal come through Rav Chaim Vital. He was the one appointed of all the students to write down his words. You know, Rav Chaim, the Arizal said he wants specifically Rav Chaim Vital to write down his words and not the other students. He was worried that they were somewhat confused. They wouldn't get the ideas as clear as Rav Chaim Vital could. And if only Rav Chaim Vital had reshus to write down the teachings of the Arizal. So the Rav Chaim Vital is quoting him now from Shah Kedusha. Shenishmas ha'odem hi ha'pnimi shebekulam. The soul of the man is the innermost of them all. It's the innermost of everything that exists in the entire creation. The Ramchal explains that Adam HaRishon was supposed to be the father of the Jewish people. But he failed in his task. Right? And later on, it was thought that others might take on the task. Until finally, when Avram Avinu came along, Hashem changed the plan. This is how the Derech Hashem says. He said, from now on, he's just going to work with Avram Avinu's family and not with the rest of the world. But the ideal is that the entire world would be the Jewish people. That is the ideal. Maybe Hashem knew that Adam Rishon would sin, but he didn't have to sin. He didn't have to sin. There was another plan. There was the ideal plan, which wasn't followed. We went on to plan B when he did sin. He didn't have to sin. And none of us ever have to sin. Free choice is free choice. Maybe Hashem knows it. That's for a different reason. Because he knows what he knows, the future. He can't not know anything. He doesn't interfere. We have free choice. We make our own future. Perek Vav. Amnam adayin ha'inyan tzarech biur. This idea still needs to be explained. Gihu zal dibe bekot shederek tzora. He spoke in a very, very terse way. Rav Chaim Vital, even though we see his books, huge books, massive books, and many books, but nevertheless his style is very terse. Kedarko we call Kisve Kotsha even his stories, like his style with all of his writings, all of his hidden writings. Kumashikosav Atma Bagdomisham, as he says about himself, Shu Megale Tefach Mechase Al Paim Amo. He reveals one hand's breadth and he hides 2,000 arms' breadths. Right? You know, each idea is it's a seed which holds a whole lot of Torah behind it. But anyway, what comes out from Rav Chaim Vital is as follows. But not the simple inference of his words over there, she'odam ela ulomus hu nefesh mamish, right? That we shouldn't think that the odam to the world is like a nefesh, actually. It's mamish, like the soul. Like we said, the man to the world, he's the soul of the world, but not totally in a literal sense. Not the same as your soul is a soul to your body. We're going to see what he's going to explain in a minute. The soul which is within the body of a person, which moves the body of the person, which is the moving force, the driving force, that everything the nefesh does is only hurak al yedei klei guf. Whatever the nefesh, whatever our nefesh, which is in our body, does, is only through the body. But the nefesh only can operate through the body. The nefesh needs the body. The body is the vehicle of the nefesh, of the soul within the person. Right? At the very moment that you want to do something, your body does it, right? I want to scratch my ear. So there's no time lapse. I'm thinking I want to scratch my ear, and my hand's already scratching my ear, right? There's automatic, the nefesh has a total control of the body. The body automatically obeys the nefesh. So I want to scratch my ear, and I'm already scratching my ear. Okay, that's not the way it works in terms of this whole hierarchy. Let's have a look. Ikra shel dover. The essence of the matter is as follows. Ki hu yisbor shmoi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Achar shebor kol ha'olam, after he've created all of the worlds, bor es ha'odam achar l'maaseh bereishis, he created man last in creation. First he set up all of the worlds. And finally, he created man as the very last creature, last creation in the world. Bria niflo, an amazing creature, an amazing creation. There's no creation as amazing as man. Bria niflo. Koyach ma'aseh l'kol ha'mochanois, who had a force, man's ability to be the gatherer of all of the other camps. Now this expression, koach ma'asef l'kol ha'machanos, we know this concerning Shevet Dan. When the Jewish people traveled through the desert, so Dan traveled last. And Dan was one of the stronger groups, even though he was from the sons of the Shvachis, right, of the maidservants, but he was a very powerful tribe. And they traveled last, and one of their functions was to pick up all the stragglers. Right, since they're traveling last, and they're going in a column, so the people fell behind, and they made sure that no one would fall behind. So they called Koyach Hamasef Shel Kol HaMochanos. They were the gatherers, right? They were the net, the safety net for the entire Jewish people. So man, who's last in creation, is also called, right, the gatherer of all the forces of the world. So what does that mean? Sheklal Kol Tzachtzochis Oiris HaNiflois Vayilomus, that the generality of all sparks, all lights, all wondrous lights, all types of energy that are released into all of the worlds, the upper worlds and the lower worlds, Veicholim HaElyonim, the upper halls, Shekodmulo, all of those halls, all of those hierarchies, the different universes that all came before man, they're called Tavnis HaKovah the Elyon, the Seder Pirkei Avona, Mamekovah, and the entire form of the upper glory, the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? We understand that the chariot, when we speak of the chariot, the divine chariot, we also should see the chariot. We should see, right, the equivalent of a Rolls Royce, but it's a chariot, right, which is a glorious chariot, which is a vehicle for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence. So to speak, Hashem rides this chariot, right? So it's a whole procession. It's a majestic procession. Like you would have a king riding through the streets, and the crowds, thousands and thousands of people are crowding the sides of the street just to get a glimpse of the king. So we have all of this glory, which of the whole hierarchy, from the upper worlds all the way down. All the different forces, individual forces, specific forces, which go right through upper and lower worlds. Each one of them contributed some force and some share in the building of men. Every single one of the upper worlds, with their own special flavor, with their own special force, their own special power, contributed something to what we call man. Man as we know it, right? The different forces, the different powers, the brilliance of a man, the intelligence of a man, the imagination of a person, right? All the different areas that he can enter. It's all, his whole build is the gathering, it's the collection of all of the different forces from all of the upper worlds. It was all included in the powers that he was given. Says in the Zohar, Yisro, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man, skipping down to the Hebrew, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shebor es ha'odam, when Hashem created man, he arranged within him all the different forms, all of the different images of the upper secrets of upper worlds, and as well as all of the forms of all the secrets of the different forces of a lower world, all of them are engraved into the character of man, that he is the image of Hashem. If you remember before, right in the beginning, we said that man is Tzelem Elokim, Hashem is Elokim, Bala Kriches Kulam, he's master of all forces, and we are Tzelem Elokim, we are like Hashem, that we also have all of the forces. So this is backed up by this idea we're just seeing now. All of the forces right through the universe have representation, or represented, or have some force that man has, that he also has the strings that link to all these different forces. He can also pull, right? Like a puppeteer pulls different strings. It's all within man too. He has all of the strings that link to all of the upper worlds. He has some of it, some representation. Each upper world has, so to speak, it's got its ambassador within man's build, and he has a say in whatever goes right through those worlds. Parshas Tazria, also the Zohar says, Tana came in the Nivra Odom, but once when man was created. Here, the Rav Chaim Vital, Rav Chaim Veloshin, which is customary, he backs up what he's saying with many sources. He has a whole list of quotes from different places in the Zohar to back up this idea that man contains within him all of the forces of all upper worlds. So he quotes, he has about 5-6 sources. I'm just quickly going to read through it. He doesn't bring it. The notes actually do bring it in this particular printing. It has all of the actual quotes from the particular Zohar mentioned, which we're not going to go through. So therefore, first it's in Parshas Tazria, or Bereish Parshas Midbar, Rebbe Abba Posav, Yiva Elokim Adam Bet Salmoy, right in the Midrash Bamidbar, Be'idra Rabba, Kamari Adam. It's another source, Berai Mehemne, Mashas Pinchas, V'yom Elokim Nasi Odom, Hainu Nasi Odom B'talma, Hashem said, let's make man in our image. V'kein Amru Zeh, Loshen Yosef, Oira B'tikunei Zoya, the Tikunei Zoya also goes into it, the Zoya Chodesh, Yisrei goes into it, etc. Al Gavei Diukne D'Obim Dora Iyu, Diukne D'Kalil called Diuknin. Right, in the square brackets there on page Tezayin, Diukne Shel Odom, the image of man, Zedukan is the image, Shekoilo Kola Diuknim, is the image that contains within all images. The image of man is the image that is the composite of all images, all of the upper images. Right? The same idea.
And the lower images. Everything in creation.
Everything in creation. Right. The image of man is everything in creation. V'yomer Akim Nasi Odom, let's make man in our image. Ein Sham hated the Kolam Akimus and Iskoim. Look at all these sources that I've quoted here. Ein Beitz Chaim, which is Rav Chaim Vital again, Shah Tzelem, Likute Teir is also Rav Chaim Vital, Parshas Tisa, Parshas Azino. Vezeh Kol Ha'odom, and this is the entirety of man, Shekol Koyach Prati Sheboi, every individual force within him, the Suda Neged Olam V'Koyach Echad Prati Misoyed Hashiyah Koymish Al-Aklal HaKoyach HaZaylomus, that every single force within him is aligned and in a parallel with a world, a certain world, and a certain force, an individual force, from the entire structure, the entire height of all of the different worlds, the whole hierarchy of the worlds. Each force within a person parallels one of those forces, of all of the forces in all of the worlds, which are themselves arranged in the image of a man. It looks like a huge man, the whole hierarchy of worlds. If you saw the picture of it, it would look like a giant man. Right? A giant, because it goes, stretches all the way into the highest of heavens. Moshe's Vayim Yatzashem B'Shar Bezes will explain in Shar Bez. And on the next page, V'kein HaMitzvahs Kulo. And so it is with the mitzvahs. Now we're moving into another area. And so it is with all of the mitzvahs. K'shurim Etluim B'Mekor Shor Shel Ha'Elyon. All of the mitzvahs we have. Are all connected and depend on an upper root, an upper heavenly root, the Sidre Pirkei HaMekova, in terms, again, of the whole hierarchy, all the different limbs of the divine chariot, all the different parts, all the different working parts of the divine chariot, V'shu Koymish Lo'ilomus Kulam, and the entire height, the entire structure of the entire universe, the entire spiritual universe, Shekol mitzvah pratis b'shosha. Each individual mitzvah in its root. Remember that mitzvahs are not just the physical actions that we do. Now that's just the physical manifestation of the mitzvah. The actual act of putting on tzitzis or putting on tefillin or keeping Shabbos, that's just the lowest part of the mitzvah. When it says Moshe Rabbeinu brought the Torah down, not just that Hashem gave him the Torah and he was the one who carried it down. Not just that he held it in his hands and he brought it down there. Rather, it means he brought it down to our level. He materialized the Torah. The Torah got a physical manifestation. At an upper level, maybe tefillin don't look like tefillin. Is some spiritual force called tefillin. It's not boxes that we see. It's not painted black. It doesn't have straps. But there's a physical force, a spiritual force in the upper world, which is tefillin, which is the real tefillin, the secret of the tefillin, the neshama of the tefillin. Shekol mitzvahs pratis, every individual mitzvah, the shosha in its root, kuleles ribvon koichuis, each mitzvah in its root includes hundreds of thousands of forces, koichuis, v'oiruis, and lights, energies, misidra shiur koima. Each mitzvah itself is linked to millions and millions of different forces, upper worlds, higher and higher upper worlds at different levels. Every mitzvah has its manifestation in each world, right through the entire hierarchy. In the square brackets, called mitzvahs hatorah misachtim b'melech hakodesh ha'elyon. All of the mitzvahs of the Torah unite in the Holy King above. The Holy King above, referring to Hashem, mehem b'roish ha'melech. Some of them are from the head of the king. Some of them are in the body of the king, but they're all united. They're all one body, one being. All of the mitzvahs unite in the upper world into a single being. Some of them are the head of the king, some of them the body of the king. Some are in the hands of the king. Some are the feet of the king. And again, he quotes us, he points us to the Tikkuni Zohar. Obezar Truma. Another Zohar is quoting here. Because they rise the kulun shayfin va'avrin beraz di loy. All of the mitzvahs of the Torah, all of them are layers and limbs of the upper secret, of the upper construction, the hidden construction. They're all joined together as kulam oilim l'soid echad. They all reach the same goal. They all link to one source. They all come from the single source. But the minute it starts going down, it's mefatzel, it breaks up into like a vein system where it goes down into different channels. V'sham b'daf kuf samech hei, again he's quoting the Zohar, b'shem hazeh klulim tayag mitzvah satira. Right, that within shem zeh, I'm not sure what shem he's referring to, one of the names of Hashem includes the 613 mitzvahs, tayag mitzvah satira, shem klalim shel kol hasoidus, which are themselves the general rules, the 613 or 613 categories, the 613 areas of operation, 613 states, so to speak, different areas, total countries, 613 countries. So they are all the generalities of all of the upper secrets, upper and lower secrets. V'kulan chalokim v'yavoyim na'aris v'yam suyid ha'yamuna. And all of them are different actions, different parts, and different limbs to show the secret of emuna, the faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're all elements that have to be discovered because they're all different dimensions, all different aspects of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sheloi mashgiach, mi sheloi mashgiach v'loi mistaka v'seidah shel mitzvah zatera, and one who does not look into, one who does not pay attention to, and he doesn't look into the secrets of the mitzvahs of the Torah. That's what he's, I'm just quoting, I'm just reading what he says, yeah? One who doesn't look into the secrets of the mitzvahs of the Torah, any odea, he doesn't know, he doesn't see how he's actually correcting the upper limbs of the entire universe. He doesn't see what he's actually doing with his mitzvahs. Like, we're not really aware what we do with our mitzvahs, we don't really know the power of the mitzvahs that we are performing. Evoim shalaguf kulam mistaknim al seid mitzvah satir, right? It's the limbs of the entire body. All of them together correct the secret of the mitzvahs of the Torah. Right? In other words, put the whole world in order. That's our job. Our job is to get the whole world running as it should be. That's our special job, because we were created in a situation where there's lacking, and we have to correct what's lacking. That's our job. Right? The world is our world for us is for us to work on and to correct.
So okay? We have an obligation to understand how it works.
As far as we can. The can cause of Arizal b'shar yichudim. And when a man will perform the desire of Hashem, and he fulfills with one of his limbs, he does a mitzvah and he uses one of his limbs to do that particular mitzvah, uses one of his own forces to do a certain mitzvah, he does one of the mitzvahs, so the repair that he makes or the remedy that he makes affects that particular world, the koyach elyon, and that particular upper force, hamakbilo, which parallels it. The sakno, to repair it, or to elevate it, to repair it if it's damaged, or to elevate it if it's not damaged but it's on a lower level, then he can take it up to a high level, or even if it is on a high level, to add to its light and to add to its sanctity, to add to its holiness. Al kedushos, right? To add kedusha al kedushos, add holiness to holiness, in other words, to give it more strength. We have a pasuk. We say, "Tnu oiz le'elokim." Give power to Hashem. Empower Hashem. Help him to do. He wants to do great things to us. Help him do it. It's depending on us. We have to release that power by acting in the correct way. You're adding power with your mitzvah. This particular mitzvah, which you're doing in the proper way, is adding power according to the desire of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who does want these powers to be released. He does want these powers to come into their own. All according to the way we do our mitzvahs. In other words, the mitzvahs we perform is not just the action. There's the quality of the mitzvah. There's the importance we give to the mitzvah. When we do a mitzvah, how much importance do we give to it? That's what's our kavana. How much importance do we give the mitzvah? And how do we do it? Do we do it in a more beautiful way? Or do we do it in a more hurried way? Do we do it with focus? Or do we do it in a distracted way? So the way we do it adds to the quality of the mitzvah. And there are all sorts of obligations. Rav Volbi writes in Ali Shul that when we do a mitzvah, there's an obligation to do the mitzvah with simcha. And how much simcha? As much as possible. And at the same time you're doing the mitzvah b'simcha, you have to also be doing it b'yira. You have to do it with an awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with a fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All that enhances the mitzvah. The more fear you put into, the more awe you put into the performance of the mitzvah, so the more you enhance the mitzvah. And at the same time, you're worried about doing it b'simcha and doing it b'yira, you also have to be doing it b'ahava. You have to do it with love. It has to be an act of love. This is not just, this is a gift to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is not just an act, a mechanical act I'm carrying out. I'm not a robot. I'm not a machine. This is an act of love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm, so to speak, giving HaKadosh Baruch Hu a gift. So you give someone a gift, you don't sort of throw it over your shoulder and say, oh, here's a gift, and run out, right? You throw it at him and you run away. Okay, you do it maybe if you don't like the person, but if you really want a gift to someone you like, there's a whole presentation. There's a way you present a gift. You don't just, right? And there's a way you package the gift. You wrap it. You put flowers and ribbons and the whole thing, and then not you write a note, etc. All of that, so the oifen, so there's erech, the value we give to mitzvahs, all of that affects the power you give to the mitzvahs. The oifen asi, also the way you perform the mitzvah, you can perform it in a more beautiful way, as we said before, with ava, with yira, with simcha, with leiv, you're doing it with your heart. Well, if you roev his dakakus, hatara, kedushas, machshavta, and also according to the level of purity and clarity of the holiness of thought. What thought lies behind the action? What thought is motivating the action, because the action is a product of thought. We think and we do. So what thought brought this action about? What's the purity of thought that prompted this action? Be'ez asiyas mitzvah, when we actually perform the mitzvah. Mitzteref, so all of that joins together. Our performance all joins together. Mitzteref is the toivas, the ma'isa ha'ikoris, which all of it benefits the act. The act becomes a more beautiful act, a more powerful act, a more far-reaching act. Depending on the way we do it, depending how much of ourselves we put into the mitzvah. And all according to the level of that world which is the parallel of that mitzvah, and that power which is the parallel of that mitzvah. And from there we draw holiness and a life force. We draw holiness and a life force to that force. We're empowering that upper force. We're giving more power to that upper force. Shalom of the man, right? It goes up, it goes down. It comes down to us, right? We empowering the worlds above, and they are sending down their shefa down below to us. They're giving us the strength and the health and the prosperity and the focus and the wisdom and the ability to do, the effectiveness, and our talents, our strengths. All of that is being influenced by upper worlds that are giving us strength, that are giving us the ability to perform. So therefore it goes up to upper worlds and then it comes down to man and strengthens him more. Right? The better you perform, the more strength you have to perform better in the future. If you actually build up yourself like a sportsman who builds his body, he trains his body, so his body becomes a machine. His body becomes much, much stronger, can do things that he could never do before. So in terms of mitzvahs, in terms of our connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are strengthening the body. Again, I'm skipping the small text. And when a person does fulfill of all of the mitzvahs in a whole way, right, in a full way, the whole prateim, dikdukim, with all the details, and with all of the dikdukim, all the different sides of the mitzvah, to do a mitzvah in the most perfect way, to know all the halachas, and to fulfill it in terms of all areas. In actual action, and added to that, he's adding purity and holiness of thought. So when a person does manage to fulfill mitzvahs in a full way, in a whole way, in terms of the action, in terms of how he does, in terms of the thoughts behind the action, he prepares all of the worlds. Right? It's within our potential, because otherwise, why is it given to us? So we do have the potential to repair all of the worlds, all of the upper arrangements of worlds, and all of it becomes. All of these worlds become of these forces. The entire universe, so to speak, with all of its forces and all of its limbs, becomes mekovalem, becomes the chariot for his actions, for his maisim. Becomes a chariot for his actions, for his mitzvahs. Miskachim, kedushosim, liyona, all of his actions, all of his mitzvahs are sanctified with an upper holiness. Mekvod Hashem choyfif alav tomid, and the holiness of a Kadosh Baruch Hu hovers above him constantly. The Ayin Zoyev Truma, see the Zoyev says, Kol HaNikra B'Shmi Lechvoidi B'Rossi. There's a Pasuk in Yishaya, amazing Pasuk. The Pasuk says that everything I created I did for my honor. Now that doesn't sound so terrific, you know. Everything Hashem sounds like an ego trip, right? Everything I did was for my honor. But what does Hashem's honor mean? It means the release of his beauty, the release of his light, the release of his magnificence, the release of his force. It was all done for us to release the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is that prosperity, that beauty, that those powers, right? To bring the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the wealth and the prosperity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu into our world. And this is what the Zohar writes here. I created it for my glory. Specifically where we bring the divine presence into the world. And this is the secret of, this is the kovet. The kovet is, we have a Jewish people performing in a beautiful way, in a perfect way, and therefore the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it rests on them. All of it is corrected in upper worlds according to the acts of people of this world. When people will be tzaddikim, they'll be righteous, and they'll be chassidim, wanting to do good. The definition I saw recently of a chassid is one who wants to do good. He wants to do good for others. He wants to do good for Hashem. He wants to do good for the world. So therefore, tzaddikim v'chassidim, well, chassidim, we want to do good. V'yoidim l'snakin tikkunim, right? They know how to do things the right way. They know how to do things in a beautiful way. You get skilled. You know how to do things properly. After you've done it for a while, you get skilled. You're the expert. You know how to do this properly. You want to really do it properly. You're the expert. You're the one who knows how to do it. So therefore, this is the tikkun that can result from this type of dedication. V'zev she'amru chazal. This is what our rabbis have taught. This is a famous midrash. And now we understand this midrash much more. The midrash says, "Ha'avos hein hein ha'merkova." The avos, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, they themselves are the chariot. They are the vehicle for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence. They are the chariot. What is a chariot? What's a car? A car has got no desire of itself, of its own. You get into the car, and you turn on the ignition, and you drive. And you turn the steering wheel this way, it goes this way. You turn it this way, it goes this way. You want to go north, the car goes north. You want to go south, it goes south. The car doesn't have an opinion. Right? So that's the ultimate tzaddikim do the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They are his chariot. They do exactly what he wants. He wants to bring beauty and glory into this world, and they are his chariot. They're totally doing his will. Hineini, I'm ready to do your will. So that's the Avos are the Merkav. They themselves are the chariot, which can transport HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence and can bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence into our reality.